Right now, there's someone in your community dreaming about doing something to improve their lot. If we could learn how to help that person to transform their dream into meaningful work, we would be halfway to challenging the economic fortunes of the entire community. They are the words of Ernesto Ciroli from the Ciroli Institute, writing about local communities and the entrepreneurs within them. Ernesto, welcome to Northern Tasmania.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you very much.
How do you go about making this statement a reality?
First of all, you have to realize that community consultation, which is the best possible practice for planning, community consultation does not work with entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurs will not tell in a public meeting what they want to do with their money. And they will not tell in a public meeting the opportunity that they have seen, which, by the way, is an opportunity that is under everybody's eyes, but only the entrepreneur sees the opportunity. So the entrepreneur in a public meeting will never tell you what she wants to do with her money. So planners are totally incapable of dealing with entrepreneurs. And the guru, the management guru, the person in America and in the world who has studied entrepreneurship the longest, was Professor Peter Drucker, who was an Austrian professor of philosophy, who then went to America in the 40s, and he died a couple of years ago, age 96. And Peter Drucker says that planning is incompatible with an entrepreneurial culture and economy. Because by the time the entrepreneurial opportunity becomes visible to the planners, it's too late. The entrepreneur is not interested anymore, because now everybody knows how to make money.
And in your experience, every town, every place has these entrepreneurs?
Right now, the entrepreneurs are invisible. And the reason why they're invisible is because there is no mechanism that is safe for the entrepreneur to use. I've been in communities where the mayor has said to me, if anything moves in this community, I'll be the first to know about it. And I laugh and I said, Mr. Mayor, you'll be the last to know about it. Because the entrepreneur who wants to buy a piece of land that needs rezoning and belongs to your brother and wants to buy it really cheaply, he's not going to tell anybody until he's bought the land, until he has a lawyer who is already prepared all the documentation for the zoning change. And so they're not going to come and tell you, because your meetings are public, you know. So entrepreneurs need to talk to people in a space that is incredibly safe for them. So what we have done with enterprise facilitation, we have created a very, very friendly space for entrepreneurs. Our enterprise facilitator is sworn to confidentiality, carries a non-compete, non-disclosed document with him or with her. They meet not in an office where they can be seen by other people in the community, but they can go to the house of a person. There could be a telephone call to say, come and talk to me. And so the enterprise facilitator becomes then somebody that you can access in confidence. And there are two reasons why you want to deal with a person in confidence. The first one could be that the person is scared that somebody will steal the idea. But the second reason could be that the person has been laughed at so many times by so many people. Every time this woman has said to the husband, I want to do this, the husband has said, don't be stupid, that this woman now really requires somebody that she can talk to without being laughed at. And so enterprise facilitators are set up by us to be visible, to work in confidence. They are recruited for personality characteristics that makes them very good listeners. They are empathetic. They are people that women, men, young people, old people, rich and poor like to talk to. They are selected because of certain personality characteristics that makes them very acceptable in that community. And then, of course, they work in confidence and for free. So now what you've done, you have created a possible friendly avenue for anybody who has an idea to go and talk to. And in some communities, people said to me, let's imagine that you go to a community that does not have a chiropractor. And you ask the local people, do you use a chiropractor? They will say to you, no. But imagine that you go to a community where you have an exceptional chiropractor and you ask people, do you use it? People would say, yes. What has happened with enterprise facilitation? We have discovered that as soon as you have an enterprise facilitator who starts to build a reputation of being a very, very good person and a very effective person at helping you with your business, then everybody wants to use him or her. And we achieve high level of participation. And out of high level of participation, then you have the successes.